Oh, hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing it. Our new podcast is called Jeff's Bizarre Adventure. This is the fault of the three people joining me on screen. I have never, ever seen an anime show in my entire life. It's true.
Yeah.
I know.
Having recorded four episodes of the podcast, I can confirm that is definitely true. Jeff's not lying. This is a man innocent in the ways of anime.
Yes, we are witnessing the slow downward spiral of my brain into the world of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. We're going to be covering the first two story arcs of this fascinating anime series. And Lucy James on the show as well has not seen it either. Well, so you're getting this wildly ranged reaction to this program with our tour guides, Tamor Hussein, and of course, John, Mr. Super Eye Patch Wolf. It's been so much fun so far. It's been a wild thing to see unfold, right?
Yeah. Before we get into it, massive shout out to Void Burger, Jess.
Yeah.
For that.
Absolutely
incredible. Look at it. As well as firstly, amazing work. This logo is by Justin Vachon. Who's done amazing graphic work for us. Jess did the artwork that you're seeing, and it is like mind-blowing. Like when she was sending it to us, I was like, this is the best I have ever. Yeah. Like, this is the coolest shit.
She put together our anime versions, and Justin, the logo we're looking at here, Justin put together for us, and the core logo is all him. But yeah, we were very lucky to have those collaborators and give us something that makes us look way cooler than we actually are.
And also massive shout out to Jean-Luc Seipke from the GameSpot team who's editing the podcast for us.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks working on this behind the scene, a lot of time and effort and passion gone into it. But yeah, it's we've recorded what, four episodes now? Four or five episodes?
Yeah, it's been four.
Yeah. And it has been a hell of a time.
It sure has. it's really like, I think for me and Tamor especially, the real pleasure has been like watching the kind of cloak get pulled off this show for Lucy and Jeff, and just the continuing layers of madness that are unfolding. And it's just been, there's been so many times where I've had to mute my mic because I'm laughing too much. And I can't wait for people to see it.
I mean, my favorite thing is like, you ask us what we think is going to happen.
Yep.
And I'm at the point now, like, we've seen, what is it, like 12 episodes of JoJo itself. And it's like, if you would have asked me at the very start of episode one what I thought JoJo was, it is absolutely not anything like I thought it was. I had no idea. The only thing I knew about JoJo was roundabout, and that it became a meme on TikTok with people doing poses. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's literally all I knew. And so like going on this journey with all of you, because like Jeff and I, very new to it. Tam has seen a lot of it, but I don't think all. And then John, you've got like just all the JoJo knowledge from over the years, and it's like, it's really fun. And also I just want to give a shout out to all of you guys, because like we all know each other in like various ways, but you know, there's always the fear when you start a podcast with people. It's like, oh, is it gonna flow, is it gonna work? And I genuinely say this, no word of a lie, that like this podcast has just been the easiest and like most fun I think I've ever had doing the show. Like that first episode, I was cried laughing. So
yeah,
I really hope everyone likes it.
I mean, like, it's true. Like, I think if you've never done a podcast, one thing that like you just can't plan for or like design for is like if kind of chemistry is going to happen. And if it doesn't, like, you kind of fucked, right? Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And this has been such a blast. Like, I look forward to doing this every time we sit down. And like, by the time we're done, like, my mouth hurts from laughing every time.
It is tough to smile for 2 hours straight, for sure.
Yeah.
It's been a blast. I think, you know, we were thinking about how we're going to roll this out and what we're going to do. You know, I don't know how much of our audience has seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but I absolutely implore you to watch along with us. We're going to be covering three episodes of the series at a time and doing a little summarizing and wrap up. So we're going to debut the first episode tomorrow, Wednesday the 16th. So, you know, maybe you either watch them right now and get into it tomorrow or take your time, but I really think it'll go a long way if you do a little bit of the homework and watch the show. It's on Netflix. If you subscribe to Netflix, you can check it out.
For sure.
Yeah, and we're probably going to get a lot of people who are like, anime is not for me. And I want to point out that two of the people on the show aren't dedicated anime watchers. Mm. And spoilers for the podcast, they are very into JoJo right now. So
on various levels.
we're only recording like every other week. And, you know, the homework is, you know, 3 episodes. And we have a Discord chat. And just every time we do it, it's me or Jeff going like, I don't want to stop now. I can't stop now. Like, why are we stopping now? I just, you know, God, I want to take a month off work and just dive through all of it. But
yeah, for people who have not seen anime, watching this one as their first anime is basically watching the most anime thing that exists. So you will be
somehow in a good way. Like,
yeah, exactly.
There's so much weird stuff about anime that JoJo's just, it's just a good show, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it is like I'm a little seasoned in anime. I've obviously seen things like Bebop,
just a bit of salt and pepper anime. But, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Anime.
Like then you two having such a knowledge of it is really nice because you provide this context and like, I don't know, Araki has become this kind of mythical figure to me now. you hear all these stories about him and what he's like, and so it's educational. It's a fun time, and I hope and implore you to listen.
I feel like we're in very caring and comforting and safe hands having our tour guides along for the ride with us, because let's be honest, you watch this and you're just sort of like, is my brain seeing this the right way? Yeah. Am I doing it? Is this what this is? Am I watching a weird stream of it? Is this only what I'm seeing? But having that and sort of like having someone hold your hand a little bit is really the right way to do it. So I'm so glad that we're able to come together and do this. It's a true blast, and we're gonna go as long as we can do it, right?
Yeah, as long as people want it, and as long as we're enjoying it, and yeah, and obviously like the inspiration for this is obvious. A lot of people are gonna be saying, "Oh, all systems Goku," and yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons.
Someone in the chat earlier said all systems Joku, and I thought that was very good.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Bacalar came. We won't spoil it, but Bacalar came up with a better name for the show than the one that we, or like a funnier name for the show than the one that we got. But like it's so, we won't spoil it, but like
but it, I can only it. Come up with it having seen the show.
Yeah, that's it. It's impossible.
It's a paradox.
So like All Systems Goku was a show that I loved as someone who, like, this was before I was contributing and helping out and doing stuff for Giant Bomb. Like, I loved that show and it was so much fun to listen to it. So I mean, John, you were the one who kind of wanted to do this, right? This was your idea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like, the, you know, I came to you guys and I knew exactly what I wanted to do, but then you guys were like, we don't need another wrestling show. So I was like, okay, what about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? And it's just worked out kind of beautifully, you know? And yeah, like, I'm so relieved that like Lucy and Jeff are having such a good time with the show, you know, because this could have been a very, very different show. Podcast, you know?
The inspiration is clear, and like we knew that given the response that the people on the Giant Bomb, you know, the readers, viewers, listeners had to All Systems Goku, like we were kind of approaching it with something that we felt like there was a good chance that a lot of people would enjoy this too. JoJo being probably as beloved as Dragon Ball in a lot of ways, and currently like super super popular. So for those people who are there like might be wondering, is this a bit of a pivot or like a weird left turn for them? It isn't really. Like, this is very much in the Giant Bomb wheelhouse in a fun way.
And now it's my shit too, so yeah, that's fun.
You've got a third interest now: hockey, keyboards, and JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my god!
The three pillars and pinball as well.
Pinball,
yeah,
look at you!
You got four. Look at you becoming a well-rounded man.
True Renaissance man. No, this is great. Thank you, seriously, John, Lucy, Tam, you know, and Justin, and just like we said before, and Jean-Luc for putting it all together. We're gonna get things kicked off tomorrow. Also, if you want more information, just go to giantbomb.com/JJBA. And that's where you'll find out all the good stuff. And we're going to be in business starting tomorrow with this pure, with this really grounded, nothing weird about it show.
This coming of age show. Yeah.
This true classic. Just
a simple show about a boy and his brother in Victorian England.
That's it. Just a couple of country boys.
And then
boys.
A man comes along and goes, "Ho!" And everything changes.
All right, well, we'll see you on the show. Let us know what you think. And thanks so much for being here, you guys. We'll see you soon.
Oh, and thanks for having me, guys. Seriously, it's been
such a blast. Of course, it's our pleasure, John.